Hello, everybody. Josh Brown here, back for another great episode on Franchise Euphoria. Well, today's episode is brought to you by IndieFranchiseLaw.com, a leading resource in the franchise space to help you if you're considering buying a franchise, turning your business into a franchise, or growing your business through a licensing or franchise structure. So go on, check it out, IndieFranchiseLaw.com. I think you'll find a lot of valuable and free information as you continue to kind of weigh franchising and licensing and the growth of your business. Without further ado, I hope you enjoy today's episode. On today's episode, I'm thrilled to have Barrick Blackwell, who's the president of Daily Jam, a popular fast casual brunch franchise that is growing fast out of Phoenix, Arizona. Barrick is also VP of Due North Holdings, which operates and franchises retail brands across multiple industries. He was previously part of the Blackwell family-run Kahala Restaurant Franchising Group, which oversaw brands including Cold Stone Creamery, Pinkberry, Baja Fresh, parts of Krispy Kreme, and several others to boot. I think you'll find this interview quite interesting because Barrick has a wealth of experience on the growth side of franchising. You'll learn how he spent a significant period of time living over in Japan to help on an international level with certain concepts that he and his businesses were growing. And I think you'll get a lot out of the conversation from the perspective of his experience growing multi-unit international brands and now working with Daily Jam, that is an emerging younger franchisor. So without further ado, I hope you enjoy this interview with Barrick Blackwell. Hello, Barrick. Welcome to Franchise Euphoria. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Well, I'm thrilled to have someone on with your experience level in franchising. Obviously, it dates over many years. And, you know, today we're going to dive into a fast casual concept that you are the president of called Daily Jam. But before we do that, why don't we take a couple minutes and tell us about your background in franchising?
Well, first off, thanks for having me on. I'm always happy to do these kind of things. So yeah, my background, I've been in the franchise space for a number of years, working with brands such as Cold Stone Creamery, Blimpie Subs, over at Kahala Brands, which is also here in Arizona, for a number of years in various roles. After that, I went over to Tokyo, Japan, and actually worked with the master franchisee for us at Cold Stone for the Japanese market. They also had a couple other independent concepts, but also were the master franchisees for Auntie Anne's Pretzels and Krispy Kreme Donuts. So all the healthy foods over those few years I was there. But during that time, I spent a lot of time, you know, being a liaison between the U.S. and the Japanese market. I'm also developing those brands over there. Came back to the U.S. and almost immediately dove into what is now Daily Jam for a number of reasons that I'm sure we'll get into. But it's been an exciting few years, and I'm excited to put our collective experience to work in growing this exciting concept.
Well, yeah, before we dive in again to the Daily Jam, tell me a little bit more about the international experience that you got. I mean, it's not too often that I'm interviewing someone with such direct international franchise experience. What was that like living, you know, I presume you lived over in Japan, right?
Yeah, lived in the heart of Tokyo, which was very interesting. When I went over there, I had about 2 months worth of Rosetta Stone under my belt, and that was pretty much it. That was the extent of my Japanese at the time. Amazing people, amazing food, and I didn't just stay, you know, within the island of Japan. Got to experience Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand, all the while meeting some amazing companies and people in the Asian market. And so it's a very tight-knit community over there in terms of the number of conglomerates that are interested in U.S. brands and U.S. concepts. It was very fulfilling for me being in that kind of a role at the stage of my career that I was in to be able to communicate and understand where they're coming from and learn about their culture. Everyone's so different across the world, and specifically in Asia, they have such a passion for their own products and businesses, but also for U.S.-based concepts. And so It was an amazing time. I was there for a couple of years, learned more in that couple of years than I think I had in the five before that. So it was really fun. I loved it. You know, eventually I think I'll end up, you know, bringing either Daily Jam or one of our other concepts down the road into Asia and come full circle.
Well, it was interesting. Just by happenstance, this past weekend, my wife and I, and we were having dinner with some friends who are from India, and they were talking about different concepts and how they are in India versus in the US. And they use the example of, you know, McDonald's over in India. And they said it was absolutely fantastic. And they were, you know, sort of going into the differences. I'm curious with the brands, you know, the Cold Stones and Blimpy and others, you know, what was the offering like there versus in the US?
Yeah, no, that's a great point. Talking about Cold Stone specifically, so, you know, Cold Stone has always been known to be a very happy place. Obviously, you're serving ice cream, so it's a relatively easy thing to do. But what the Japanese market did, or what our master franchisees did immediately, was really embrace the sing-along aspect of the brand. So if you remember in Cold Stone, when you tip, some locations would sing. They would sing a song. It was usually related to the ice cream product or Cold Stone in general.
Was it Show Me the Money?
Yeah, basically something like that. Over here in Japan, they really embraced that to the fullest and ended up just incorporating that into their culture. So it wasn't for a tip. It was whenever somebody walked in the door, they would sing while they were building your ice cream.
Oh, that's cool.
The entire time. And so no matter where you went in Japan, there was always a Cold Stone, and it was always a party. So immediately became a sensation. And that's really been a huge credit to their success there, is, you know, taking what was a very small piece of the Cold Stone culture and really amplifying it to resonate with their local consumers.
So is it still going strong over there?
It is, yeah. So one thing that they've done is focused on a flagship model. So same with Krispy Kreme. You know, it's been more of a showpiece than a build for scale. So larger units, higher volume units. But yeah, all those brands are still trucking along over there.
So what brought you back?
Yeah. So, you know, I think at the end of the day, I went over there to get experience internationally. It was always a passion of mine. I had the luxury of traveling quite a bit and seeing, you know, different areas. And I really wanted to be exposed to that on a business side of things. And so once I had been there for a few years and, you know, started to think about the future, you know, I really wanted to come back and get into an emerging brand. You know, really what we were doing in Japan was we were taking an established concept that was from the US and bringing it into a new market and going through those roles of, you know, really what we're doing now with Daily Jam, in taking a concept from a relatively low number of units to grow a franchise system, is really what we're passionate about. So I took the dive, came back, and we started to look for the right concept. And that concept ended up being Daily Jam, and couldn't be more excited about the future.
Well, we love emerging franchisors on Franchise Euphoria. So this is it's a perfect segue into, tell us about Daily Jam. Tell us about at what point you got involved, how long the concept's been around as a whole in terms of the Daily Jam format, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, definitely. So Daily Jam is a fast casual breakfast and lunch concept. And I stress fast casual. It's a little bit different than your traditional, you know, breakfast and lunch players out there. So we're not full service. You order at the counter, take a number, and bring your food out. What we really pride ourselves on is delivering a full service experience in that fast casual format. So we're still serving on China. It's a very full service atmosphere in terms of the service that we provide. But we're serving up everything from omelets to waffles, pancakes, some really creative items that we're known for. We've been serving the Phoenix area for about 8 years now. So the first location opened up in Tempe, Arizona in 2011. And it was actually opened under a different name called Encounter, the letter N counter. And so what we...
I like Daily Jam way better.
So do I. It was one of the first things, you know, that we were looking at the concept, as we basically took over from the previous owners about 3 years ago now. We really knew we loved the concept. The food is amazing. I truly think that we have some of the best breakfast food in the entire category. And then the flexibility of our ordering formats. So like I said, you know, we're fast casual. So it's a huge differentiator for us as we look to either real estate or even just operationally. And so what we knew we needed to do was make a name change in order to be able to go to other markets and immediately have at least a presence, and there would be less confusion. Signage would be easier to read, easier to spell, and easier to understand. And so we made the change just recently over the last couple of weeks to Daily Jam. And
how many locations did you have to make that change to?
3 locations. So yeah, it was definitely not easy. We had a lot of support, obviously, and the entire team behind us. I think everybody was in agreement that it was the right move to do. We basically closed one night as Encounter and opened up the next morning as Daily Jam.
What's the response been like? I mean, it's just been a couple of weeks, but so far, what's the response been?
So far, it's been great. You know, we have a huge name in Phoenix as being, you know, one of the top breakfast players. So there were definitely some questions, but, you know, once you get people past the fact that, look, it's the same great food, same great service, just a better name so we can go deliver this product to more people, immediately the buy-in was there and we've seen a tremendous response so far from the market.
So it's interesting because, you know, it's not too unusual in the franchise space for a concept to change name at some point. I mean, sometimes, you know, it's because they don't have a full registration or full viability of the name, you know, across the country and beyond, or other times it's just purely a branding, you know, matter.
Right.
Did you guys build in some marketing and some social media campaigns or something like that? Because obviously, you know, the big concern, and I'm sure it was probably the biggest concern for you guys is, you know, somebody's going to think, oh, did Encounter close down and now there's this new concept here? What's it going to be like? And so, of course, you want to try to control that messaging as best you can. So I'm just curious, did you do anything leading up to it or immediately thereafter to kind of help with that from a branding marketing perspective?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. It was definitely one of our biggest, I wouldn't say concerns, but focuses. So we teamed up with our PR company to really formulate a message and a response leading up to our rebrand weekend is what we were calling it. You know, we put out everything from press releases to social media content to do just that, inform them that Daily Jam was coming and that, again, it was the same great food, same great service, really trying to make sure that any questions that were asked within the restaurants specifically, because, you know, at the end of the day, your team members are the ones talking to your customers, you know, making sure that they were armed with the right answers. And so with that, yeah, we did a ton of work over those 10 days immediately prior. But also once we rebranded, it was a Saturday morning when we opened up as Daily Jam, and we did a customer appreciation weekend that weekend, Saturday and Sunday, which basically was a very aggressive promotion, but free drip coffee and free smoothies for the entire weekend.
Oh, that's great.
The reason for that was we wanted to show appreciation for the people that have been with us as Encounter, but also make sure that when they were there, we informed them that we were the same concept, just a new name. So overall, I think it was a very successful rollout. And, you know, specifically as we look to the future, we've got a lot of momentum right now and the response has been good.
Yeah. So is Daily Jam a part of the Due North Holdings businesses or is it separate?
It's separate. Yeah, it is separate. So our investors have been in a variety of different franchise businesses in the past, growing them from a small number of units to a large number of units. They understand the franchise system and the franchise process very intuitively and very in depth. And so it's been a great partnership with them so far. They bring a lot of experience, like I said, in a lot of different industries. So not just restaurants, but in a lot of different industries. So that company is Z Growth.
Z Growth Partners?
Correct.
Okay. So curious, if you don't mind playing along a little bit, I mean, obviously with any kind of franchise system, having not just a target market for the end customer, we know what that is. It's obviously a breakfast and brunch place, but a target market for your franchise expansion. Who are you trying to bring in as franchisees? Where are you trying to grow the system? Take us through that a little bit. What's the strategy for Daily Jam at this point? I mean, how many locations total? You have 3 locations right now?
Correct.
Okay. So is the goal to expand throughout Arizona and through that region of the United States and then take it throughout the United States? Or is this more of a regional brand? Or what are you guys thinking in terms of your growth?
Yeah, definitely. That's a great question. So we've spent a lot of time diving into our strategy and specifically as we look to build out our franchisee profile. Like I said, everybody from a management perspective has been involved in large and small franchise systems. And it's really helped us to formulate that understanding and that strategy in general. So your first question on who we're looking to really become a partner with us. At the end of the day, we're looking for passionate people. So people that are passionate about not only the restaurant industry, but specifically breakfast and lunch. As I'm sure you're aware, I mean, restaurants are very difficult businesses to run. Not that there's an easy business to run, but at the end of the day, there are tough days. And there are days where in any franchise business, you start to question whether or not you should have gotten into it. And those are the days where you really need passion. And so for us, we're looking for passionate people, but we're also looking for partners. So for us, we have a franchisee first mentality. So as we built out all of our programs and our manuals and our LTO process, we've really thought of everything from a franchisee's perspective, given our experience. And so with that, we want to make sure that our franchisees know that, you know, as they come in and we do you know, our meetings for discovery days and things like that, we're very much vetting them because we know that they're going to be the people that we're building this brand with. So we are really looking for true partners in the business. Obviously, as we look for certain markets, we are offering territories and multi-unit deals, but that is not an exclusive conversation, if that makes sense. So we will definitely have one-off franchisees, but we've dealt with and can support multi-unit operators as well. As far as geography goes, obviously we have a huge opportunity in Arizona. You know, Arizona, from a business perspective, has seen very high growth over the last few years. And we really believe that we have a lot of runway here to probably add another 8 locations over the next 3 to 4 years with the right partner. The other markets we're targeting, and this is basically just from our experience and from partners we have or conversations we have ongoing, we are looking at Las Vegas, we are looking at Texas in certain areas, and we are looking at Florida. And then again, we've had a lot of interest just leading up to our rebrand. This is actually pre-Daily Jam from groups in the Midwest. We understand the trials and tribulations of growing too fast and getting too spread out. Luckily, with Zgrowth's network, we have a very broad team spread out across the U.S. Ideally, you know, we're going to stick to those markets that I just mentioned. But at the end of the day, you know, building a successful franchise system in our eyes really relies on people that become interested in the brand, the people that bought into our vision and where we're taking the brand. But at the end of the day, the people that have the passion and the excitement to go out and be a part of our family and grow this concept nationwide.
So it's not your first rodeo. You've been in franchising many years with a ton of experience, which is fantastic. What would you say? I mean, you know, a lot of people listening are either contemplating buying into a franchise system or contemplating turning their business into a franchise system. I guess I'd start first on the franchisee side and then go to the franchisor side. But, you know, on the franchisee side, what do you think the biggest mistake you see or you've seen in your career that franchisees make when they are getting into a concept?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, I think my initial response would be that they don't look at the franchisor as a part of their team. So at the end of the day, a lot of people look at a franchise as, and this is incorrect, as I'm buying a manual and a recipe guide, and that's it. Where a successful franchise system is really built upon that relationship between the franchisee and the franchisor. If there's a collaborative mindset there and an understanding that their success is our success, which is really what we preach, then I think at the end of the day, if execution follows that, that system is going to be successful. That would be my one cautionary tale, I guess, just in my experience and some of the things that I've seen in the past.
Well, and then on the franchisor side, obviously, you know, with your background of helping to grow on an international level, fairly large systems, to now being back with an emerging brand, you know, what sort of a cautionary tale that you could tell others, but you're probably telling yourself at this point with regard to the Daily Jam in terms of being, you know, a young franchisor that's trying to grow?
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. I mean, obviously, like you said, I mean, I've been involved in very large brands with extensive systems and a lot of resources. And so I think for us, what we're making sure that we don't stub our own toes in the beginning is really related to, I mean, it goes back to people. Our core values, our first core value is people first. So again, bringing the right people into the system, now is the time that we can make sure that we have the right franchisees on board and we have all of our technology and our systems built around a franchisee first mentality. You know, that's really one thing we're really trying to make sure we don't screw up, because I've been in systems before where you get years down the road, you get 100 plus units, and now you have to try and fix some of that stuff. And it's almost impossible at that point. You really can't. We talk a lot about people, as you've heard me talk over the last 20 minutes. You know, it's a really a people first company. And with that relationship with those people, whether it's our team members and our restaurants or our franchisees and their restaurants.
Well, so in our last couple of minutes here, share a little bit, if you would, on, you know, obviously we talked about Daily Jam and how good, you know, you've said it is, and that was what piqued the interest. Is there anything else that differentiates Daily Jam from other breakfast brunch places, just in terms of the food offerings or some sort of specialty that's offered or in any other significant way?
So one of our biggest differentiators, obviously, is our ordering format. I brought that up. All in all, we have a very diverse menu. So our menu ranges from classic Eggs Benedict to a huevos and chorizo, where it's a little bit more on the edgier side. And so what we like to do is continue to innovate. We've been doing a ton of research into dietary restrictions and offering vegan breakfast items. And so that's where I think, you know, we have a lot of fun, which is also one of our core values, with our creativity and the way we approach our menu. But we also back it up. You know, I think at the end of the day, if you don't have great food and you don't have great service, it doesn't matter what your name is. It doesn't matter how good your team is. You have to have those two things. So for example, our red velvet waffles last year were named best waffles in Arizona by Food Network.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, we take pride in that because, you know, at the end of the day, that's what matters is delivering great food. So other than that, we have, you know, with us being fast casual, we have a little bit more of more flexibility in our real estate site selection. So our average square footage is about 3,000 square feet. Patios at all of our restaurants here. It's not going to be something that's everywhere depending on climate, but that does give us a little bit more flexibility in terms of where we can go, which is important. Real estate's obviously the biggest decision in the beginning. And so having a little bit extra leeway in terms of where we can put a daily jam is a huge asset for us and will be going forward.
Well, thank you so much, Barak, for coming on the show. I really appreciate it and sharing the knowledge. If anybody wants to get a hold of you or learn more, I should say, about the daily jam opportunity, what's a good place for them to go?
Yeah, so they can email hello@mydailyjam.com. They can also head over to our website, mydailyjam.com, and then our franchising page, dailyjamfranchising.com, for more information.
Well, that sounds great. I've got some family and friends in the Arizona area that I'm going to have them go in and check it out.
Yeah, please do.
All right. Yeah. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in for another episode of Franchise Euphoria. If you enjoyed this episode or have enjoyed the podcast in general, I would really appreciate it if you could go to iTunes and leave me a rating and review. It really helps to get this podcast out to more and more people. So the easy way to do it is go to iTunes and in the search box, put in Franchise Euphoria. You will then see my cover art and you click on my smiling face that says Franchise Euphoria and then click on the link that says ratings and reviews. It's that simple, but boy, oh boy, does it mean the world to me when people leave ratings and reviews. And like I said, it really helps get the show out there. Once again, would love it if you would go to iTunes and leave a rating and review if you enjoyed this episode or other episodes of the show. And until the next time, happy franchising.